G'day everyone, Ian here. I sat down in a barrister's office some 25 years ago, and he turned to me with a wiry grin and said, "We don't exactly know what happened, but we suspect it may have been Sumatran pirates." And as it played out, with the barrister and the solicitor talking to me, what had happened is their client had been charged with attempted murder. Her story goes along the lines that after drinking a bottle of wine, her lover and her had fallen asleep, he on the deck of the half cabin cruiser and she down below. And at some point, somebody had come along and attempted to murder him on the deck by placing a gun to his temple and firing a shot, which he survived. And she was charged with this attempted murder by the police. And their role was to form a defence. And I was asked, as I had at the time a model making business, to build a scale model, about 1 to 10, of this half cabin cruiser, to have the deck and the cabin removed so you could see the interior layout of the kitchen and the galley and the beds where these events happened. Well, in order to build that model, I was asked to go down and actually measure up the boat, where I met with the solicitor and I actually met this woman. And it's not like me to speak ill of people, and I'm a very positive person, but I would have to say that this is the strongest feeling of dislike I have felt for a person ever. She was one of the most mean-spirited women I had ever met in my life. She was telling me how to do my job, and anything I wanted to charge for this task was too much. And she kept arguing about my methodology or how I was doing it or why I was doing it. Or she was telling me how to suck eggs, basically. So I was happy to walk away from the job. I just felt wrong. This job felt so wrong in so many ways. But I took it and I built the model and it went off to the court case where she and her team presented their story. The prosecution, however, had a different story, and they revealed that what she had done was that she had actually attempted to murder him because she had taken out an insurance policy only a month or two beforehand, and they had located the cut-off end of the .22 rifle barrel on her property, thrown and discarded into the creek behind. And they had found the filings from the cutting of that barrel next to the vise with the hacksaw that had done the cutting. They never did recover the rifle, but they suspect that what had happened is she hadn't actually cleaned out the end of the bore. And what had happened is when she fired, the bullet skipped out the end of the barrel, instead of going in his temple, had come out through his forehead, because he woke up to feel blood and feel it all dripping down his face, and he didn't know what was going on, so he went downstairs to find his lover, this woman, and then they reported to the police and the investigation started. The defense team didn't have a valid argument, so they basically were saying it was persons unknown. The prosecution had a fairly open and shut case, and they basically asked the jury, and the jury said she was guilty, and she went down for 12 years. This is a long time ago. She's out by now. Or maybe she's not. Because after she went down, they opened a previous case of her previous husband, who had gone missing not long after she had taken out an insurance policy on him from a boat off the central coast of Queensland. And I, to this day, don't know what came of that situation. She'd have to be probably one of the most nasty people I have ever met in my life.